Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. I hope everyone has had a fantastic month so far. I'm really excited to hear from tonight's special guest speaker, Mr. Ray Rios from Arizona. He's a personal friend and business partner for over 20 years and a Millionaire Club member in Legal Shield. So get ready because he never disappoints. But first, here to tell you all the great things happening on the More Success Team, let's go to Ada, Oklahoma, and the $250,000 ringer and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you on? Do we have Jeremy on? What happened to Jeremy? Let's see here if we've got him blocked for some reason. No. All right. I know he'll get back on in a minute. I don't know what happened. He was on the call, and I guess somehow we got disconnected. Did we get Jeremy back yet? All right. What I'm going to go ahead and do, Mr. Ray Rios, are you on the call?
This is Jeremy. Can you hear me now?
I can. What happened? We lost you.
I was on the entire time. I don't know. I was asking if you could hear me.
Now, you just now jump back on the speaker code. You're off. You're back, and that's all that matters. Welcome to the call.
Yeah, I hung up and dialed back in. But good evening, everyone. Welcome to the call tonight. We do have an exciting call lined up for you guys this evening. Another week came out, another newsletter, and I just want to give some shout-outs and some recognition to some of the top producers, some of the top premium writers in all of Legal Shield last week. We'll start with Ms. Cheryl Andagata out of the great state of Georgia, Ms. Lisa Streeter again out of the state of Georgia, and number three in the entire company last week from the great state of Utah, my good friend Deanne DeBell. Congratulations, guys. You absolutely had a phenomenal week. Top recruiter list came out, and one of the top recruiters in all of Legal Shield continuing on his 2019 trend. Mr. Brett Robbins out of the great state of Colorado. Congratulations, Brett. Had a phenomenal recruiting week in and of itself. But right now we have a couple of folks that just had a phenomenal weekend building their business and their teams exploding. So I'd like to just real quick jump out to the great state of California to one of our top leaders on the team. Miss Debbie Pilo had over three recruits over the weekend. And so, Debbie, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. I think you want to share a few words with the team tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm always honored to be asked to share on these calls. And, you know, I've never been a top recruiter, never been a top producer. You know, I just steadily do a little bit here, a little bit there. But, you know, Mr. San Diego called me and he said, hey, we need you on this president's team, and I need at least three recruits from you. Probably he should have said 10, because then maybe I'd be working a little bit harder. But just for those of you that I have not had a chance to meet, I'm looking forward to meeting you all in 31 days in Dallas. But I was able to help three individuals get started this past week, and all while working a full-time job. So if you're on the line and you're like, how do people do it? How's it going? You know, how does it work? You know, I have a 30-minute break and I have two 50-minute breaks. And so rather than eating and doing all that during my breaks, I go out to my car, I make my calls. So I set my follow-ups to make sure that I do them during those little itty-bitty breaks that I have. I start at 7:30. I'm done at 3:30. When I get home, I want to play with my son. And so I started working some leads. But my recruits this week were, one was warm market. The second one was a cold market gentleman that I met at our briefing spot. He was cold market, turned warm market, and then got signed up for a business plan and signed up as an associate. And the last one was a cold market lead. So people are out there. People are looking. I just wanted to share my excitement with you all, and I hope that that helps you call somebody new or somebody that's been on the fence, because people are ready to get started. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore, for having me on the call.
Awesome. Congratulations, Debbie. It's a phenomenal, the biggest nugget I take away from that is you know, just doing the activity, getting it, you know, doing the business when you can, a consistent effort. So congratulations, outstanding job. And another we'll keep it in the great state of California, because this individual of the weekend recruited four people, and that's none other than my good friend, Mr. Justin Timbershake. Justin, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, and an honor and a pleasure to be in the Moore Success Team, and just love the Moore family. Just love what all of us are doing in Legal Shield. I mean, we're, at the end of the day, we're all a family, right? And you know, recruiting four people within, you know, 48 hours, and honestly, all it is just making a decision, right? And most of those individuals are individuals, somebody I talked to, you know, last year, about 8 months ago, right? Came to a briefing. Hey, he wasn't ready to get started, but guess what? All I did was I used the techniques that we learned about, which is taprooting, right? Shopping the app, right? Whatever you want to call it. But all it was just making a decision. And, you know, in 2018, I was a top 10 legal producer in the entire company, number seven. And I don't say that to show off, but I say that just to press upon. You know, at that time, I said, hey, I want to be a top producer, right? Now, I want to be a top recruiter, right? Because, in essence, that's just creating another job, but I want to create generational wealth for me and my family. And so I'm just excited that I said, hey, wait a second. I'm making a decision in 2020 that this is where I want to be. And my two things in 2020 are sacrifice and consistency, right? What can I sacrifice right now that's not producing for me, right? And number two is being consistent, right? Because a lot of times things happen in life, you know, somebody says no, they're not ready to get started, whatever it might be, but it's just with those things happening, just being consistent, continuously moving forward, and just staying close to the fire, being plugged in, being excited with everybody, and that's really all I've been doing. So, you know, get with your leaders. If you want to be a top recruiter, you know, Mr. Brandon Samaniego and the Moore family has just poured so much into me, and I'm so excited to be here with Legal Shield for 2020. Let's go out there and make it happen, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, thank you, and congratulations to both you, Debbie, and you, Justin. You're leading by example, and flat out being core. So congratulations to you guys. And before we get into our featured training tonight, guys, just want to most of you have heard and have reached out to the family and things, but you know, Deanne Foster, a six-figure ringer on the team, her husband Brian passed away at the end of last week, and just continue to keep her and her family in your prayers. And you know, he's in a much better place now, but you know, when you lose your life partner, it's certainly a struggle, and our prayers are with Miss Deanne and her entire family. But guys, as we transition into the training tonight, I hope you guys have already taken a few awesome nuggets that were shared. But, you know, we need to lock in now for the next few minutes because, you know, we really have somebody I really admire tremendously. I have the utmost respect for, ultimate team player, ultimate consummate professional, you know, somebody that's not only built a massive business but has been doing it for decades and continues their passion for helping people is never greater than it is now. And, you know, their athletes are too numerous to list, but they are millionaire club members, six-figure ring earners. But most importantly to me is they're my friends, and that's Mr. Ray Rios. Ray, are you on the call, my friend?
Yes, sir, I am. Good evening. How are you?
Fantastic. Excited to learn from you tonight, my friend. Take it away.
Thank you, sir. Buenas noches. Buenas noches a todos. Good evening. Hope y'all doing great. Look, I'm excited. You know, today is the 24th of the month. Hey, can you figure that one out? Look at your calendar right now. Look at your calendar. It's the 24th of the month. The month of February is almost gone, right? So I'll give you a little bit of a story, but I want you to truly, truly focus as I'm sharing with you some thoughts and some experiences. Understand that there's 36 days, 21 hours, and 49 minutes left for the Dallas Convention. So make sure that tonight, if you're not registered yet, that you get registered. If you don't have a bundle ticket, make sure you call one of your team members. Somebody has extra bundle tickets, but let me tell you, even if you have to pay the price, because you won't regret it. And I'll come back to it as I close after speaking for a few minutes. Look, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Do you understand where you're at today? Do you understand where you were before, and do you understand where you're going? So 20 years ago, my beautiful wife, Linda, she signed us up for the Legal Shield membership. Amazing, right? Mr. Rex Legale signed us up. May he rest in peace. But you know what? 20 years ago, Linda also became an associate. And by the virtue of becoming an associate, and by the virtue of me being married to her, I was covered under the membership, and I was covered as an associate. Little did I know this was going to transform our life. Because 2.5 years later, when I met again with my sponsor and asked the right questions and was seriously deciding to do Legal Shield, keyword, deciding, we were able to see a little bit more than we saw 2.5 years earlier. And I can tell you that I am a little bit slow, but I still get things done. So even though it took us 2.5 years to decide to become an associate, active associate, right? Because it's not the same as being active in the system, meaning you have a membership and you pay your 99 or whatever fee may be, as to being an active associate and doing basic things, right? Part of the 10 core commitment is to do things, right? But we focus on 4 major things as we progress. We develop a solid belief in the company. We went to visit 8 Oklahoma, right? We went to a convention. Right? We learned truly the mission of the company, and we bought in 100% the crusade of our founder. Number 2, we developed a belief in the service, because in the past we had needs that if we would have the service or if we would have used it, guess what? Life would have been a lot easier. But today we serve in excess of 4 million families with our service. But we learn how to develop the belief in the service by, number 1, becoming a product of the product, right? But using the services to make sure that we are a product. And I challenge you, because many associates have the service but still have not done their will. Many associates have the legal plan, but they don't have the identity protection. Right? So you want to make sure you become a product of the product. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, because this is a leadership call. So there's no doubt that every one of you have and use the services, but do your team members do? Do the person you bring on board do? Did you simply recruit a person just to sell the membership, or you sell the membership to bring a person in? Right? The third thing that we did at Focus, because it took us about 6 months to replace our full-time GS-11 government income, right? Now, I want you to understand mathematics, because numbers don't lie. 2 + 2 = 4. You can use a multiplication table from Germany. You can use a multiplication table from Japan or a multiplication table from the U.S., and 2 + 2 or 2 × 2 = 4, or 2 + 2 = 4. It's mathematics, don't lie. And within a 6-month period, we were able to replace my full-time income. This is where it really opened my eyes, because in a 6-month period, I was able to replace my full yearly income. Oh, yeah, I know. Not everybody on this line wants to go full-time with Legal Shield. But I'm speaking to you, the one that is disgusted, the one that's upset, the one that's frustrated, the one that says I should be doing better today than I was doing yesterday. This is the time for you to decide. Because if you truly put the numbers together, it's not far-fetched for you to match, potentially double or triple your income. So the belief in the product is very essential, because when you share with others, they will buy the services through you, not from you, because you don't have to sell the services. The component that's essential to understand is network marketing, something I struggled at the beginning. Because, yes, it took me 6 months to replace my income. Yes, I made the decision to go full-time, but it took me 2.5 years to develop an income to replace Linda's income so we can be traveling together. Today, we do Legal Shield 100% in the sense that it's all we do. Oh, trust me, we don't do Legal Shield 100%. If we did, I'm sure we'll be Platinum 12 or something like that. But it's the vehicle that's given us the time freedom and the time to do what we want to do when we want to do. Because, yes, it is a component of network marketing, but we have the opportunity to develop all the other branches of the Legal Shoe Wheel based on your desire of what you want to achieve. What do you want to accomplish with Legal Shield? But I want to switch over to the fourth thing that became paramount for us to be where we're at today. Look, we don't rest in our laurels. Not what we've done in the past, that's just a stepping stone for what's happening today and where we're going in the future. You see, because we cannot bring the past to the future, nor we know what the future holds. But we know that the activities we do today will render us the results that we want in the future. So believing in yourself and developing this attitude, or what we call personal development, no pun intended, in the personal, right? Because we all have to become better at what we do. But it has to be a personal decision to get involved in personal development and understand that every one of us have a different personality. We have a different pace. But most importantly, we have a different level of commitment. Life happens to all of us, like one of our previous speakers spoke, right? Life happens to all of us. And we get saddened, we lose family members, but we must not lose. We must not lose what Mr. Stonecipher always told, and you can still read it in the book if you never had the privilege of meeting him, is that the number one benefactor of our service is the person we serve. So we definitely have to become a servant. Leader, that's a title, right? Leader is something that we sometimes let it get to our head, or something that a company gives us. But a servant is an individual who takes the focus out of them to put it into others. And it's a challenge because we're human beings and we tend to look for us, right? Brian Curtis says it a lot, right? What it's in it for me, right? That famous radio station. But as a servant leader, you start becoming humbler, sometimes by the things that happen to you, sometimes by the things you miss, or sometimes by the things that happen to you. So when you develop the servant heart, you start gathering things unconsciously because you're serving with purpose. So I want to leave you with this thought, because we've been with the company for 20 years and we're not even starting. This year I became 62 years young. Amazing how time flies, right? But as a team, we do readings. You know, we picked up so many things that we read, and we say, how can we apply this? Well, it's personal, right? So the power of five for network marketing from John Maxwell has something so interesting that it's a little book. It's a little book with so much content that you in your journey of Legal Shield and of life should pick it up and read it if you haven't yet. It talks about the opportunity to enhance your income. But Legal Shield is so much more. Network marketing is so much more than enhancing your income. It's enhancing your individual personality, where you can allow yourself to transform from wherever you were to who you can become today. And I want to challenge every one of you that if you haven't yet transmitted to your team the importance of going to a conference, all you can do is just become the messenger and allow for them to pick up the message. But do it with a sense of urgency, because 36 days from now, many of us going to be in Dallas. After Dallas, many of us going to be in Mexico. But we don't know really what tomorrow holds. But I want to tell you that Legal Shield will give you not only the opportunity to enhance your income, bless you, but most importantly, enhance the people around you. Forget about yourself. Trust me, you're going to receive what you need to receive. We bless many times with many speakers that come across Arizona. We're going to have the great Mr. Chris Hughes coming up soon. And many of us nourish from these people that bring something to share. But I want to tell you that it's time It is time for you to awaken, pick up the Legal Shield banner, run with it, and truly, truly understand that Mr. Stonecipher and Mrs. Stonecipher created something for us. The Moore family has created a legacy for us. But you and I have a responsibility to carry on the banner. It is my honor to spend time with you. And I know that so much information to share in so little time, it's hard to do. But one thing I want to tell you, there's better things to come. You will have ups and downs like everybody does, but I want to challenge you to become better. Become a better person, become a better human being, and become a better servant. My name is Ray Rios, and Linda and I are just getting started. Back to you, Mr. Moore.
Fantastic job, my friend. Wow. You did phenomenal. Thank you guys so much for pouring into us tonight. I really appreciate it, my friend. Look forward to seeing you in just a handful of weeks in Dallas.
Honored, sir.
You know, it was, as Mr. Rios was, you know, I heard him reference our founder several times tonight, and Mr. Stonecipher, and as I was sitting in church Sunday, our pastor, the church that the Stonecipher is actually built, but when I was sitting there, the pastor was giving different verses out, and the final one he ended the sermon on was Matthew 7:7. And as we come to the conclusion of this month, you know, I looked at that verse and I heard Mr. Stonecipher, he referenced this many times from the stage at the conclusion of more than one of our international conventions. And it just says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. That's Matthew 7:7. And those are all action statements, ask, seek, and knock. You know, now's the time to finish strong, to close strong. For our leaders on the phone, on the call, now's the time to finish strong, to close strong, to hit your goals that you set for your family and for yourselves. For the new folks on the phone, now's the time to close strong, to get in Performance Club this month. If you're already in Performance Club, go PC Pro. If you're already PC Pro, who can you help on your team, PC Pro, before the end of the month's out? For all of you all that are running, like Mr. Rios alluded to, for the Riviera Maya, this is the final week of those qualifications to go to Riviera Maya in Mexico this summer. What are you willing to sacrifice, as Mr. Timbershake said earlier, you know, what are you willing to sacrifice in order to achieve those goals? Wherever you're at in Legal Shield, now's the time. We have this entire week to really explode your business. There's live Zooms going on every night of the week. You know, for seven consecutive weeks, we've heard from Millionaire Club member after Millionaire Club member after Millionaire Club member, and every one of their themes has been the International Convention in Dallas. You know, that's a clue, guys. I mean, not everybody that makes the commitment to go to Dallas are Millionaire Club members, but all of the Millionaire Club members will be in Dallas. You need to make that commitment. Reach out to your upline to go to our team Facebook page. There's people daily posting bundle discounted tickets on there for you to be able to go to Dallas and not pay the corporate rate, but get a very discounted ticket on there. And if you're looking for a ticket, put it on our team Facebook page, and somebody will contact you. I guarantee it. But with that being said, guys, as you're making those plans to Dallas, on Sunday morning, we're doing a team breakout. We'll all get together to come together to recap, put a tie, a bow on all the information, all the new systems that are going to be released in Dallas. 6-hour training on the 10 core systems of Legal Shield. You know, we have the 10 core commitments. Those are individual commitments, but we're going to be doing in-depth training on the 10 core systems. You know, how do you properly onboard a member? How do you properly present the membership? How do you properly transition them into action? And on the same thing on building your team, how do you properly onboard a new associate, getting them plugged in? How do you expose them? So forth. Just step-by-step process on all the ABCs of Legal Shield. I'm excited about it. You've got to make that commitment to, number one, register, and number two, make sure you register for our team breakout Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. You can register for a breakout by the email promoting this call tonight. The link was at the bottom of that. It's on our team Facebook page. It's also on our team website. So the More Success team, whether it's Facebook, website, or the bottom of this email promoting this call tonight or last call or last week's call, that link is attached. So make sure you make that commitment, not only to attend the convention, but when you made that commitment, go to our team breakout as well. So with that being said, want to wish you all to have a phenomenal close of the month. I was looking Saturday as an organization. We're already 171% higher in team building this month as opposed to February last year, 171% improvement. So you got tremendous momentum going on. Maintain that momentum by closing the month out strong. Always put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third. Everything else will take care of itself. And please, please, please keep Deanne Foster and her family in your prayers tonight. Thank you all. God bless, and have a great week.